Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Correctly. 23-year-old Bryce Berry was sworn in today. Berry, who was born in 2001, represents part of Fulton County as the state's 56th district. Berry won his election with an overwhelming majority.
Well, I'm still kind of in shock right now. I'm deeply humbled and honored by the people of District 56. It was a big win. It was a landslide win. And so that means our message resonated with so many folks across this district, our message of just restoring impressive value. It's a message of making sure that folks have one job to pay the bills, making sure that we're investing in our public schools, expanding Medicaid, and doing things that we know we should be doing in the state of Georgia, doing things that the people of Georgia want.
Well, Berry graduated from Morehouse College, currently works as a seventh grade math teacher in Atlanta. He says he hopes his time in office can improve the lives of teachers and students statewide.
You're back with the Turners, and you've heard a powerful introduction of our next guest, Bryce Berry, our newest House representative. And Bryce, and we spoke about him recently, he has the honor of being our youngest member of our House of Representatives locally here in Georgia to ever occupy this position. He's 23 years old. Wow. I shudder to think what I was thinking about at 23, Rob. What were we thinking about?
I know what I was thinking about. It
wasn't about being socially responsive and active. So I want to celebrate this young man. He has accomplished some great things. Mm-hmm. He's a Morehouse guy, and you know, anything Morehouse puts out, I always celebrate because some wonderful. We won't get into the Greek stuff, okay? Stay focused.
He's still got time.
Stay focused. But at the age of 13, he was impacted by the Michael Brown shooting, and those things left a footprint in his life, in his mind, and it pressed him towards activity. And it brought him to Atlanta, and he joined some transformational work with the Biden campaign, the Harris campaign. He's worked as a deputy political director on various campaigns. And I believe he wasn't just supporting our leaders that were in charge, but I think leadership was being birthed inside of him.
Yes.
And one of the greatest accomplishments, and this is, I take my hat off to him, he's a middle school math teacher Atlanta Public Schools. And I know the price he pays, Rob, to get in that classroom every day. I know that, in particular with middle school, and that's another show at another time about working with wonderful middle schoolers. But he is running to become the first Gen Z member of the Georgia State House of Rep. And he made it.
He is.
So welcome, Bryce Berry.
Representative Berry. Hello.
Let's talk about it with the Turners. We're excited to have you.
How you like that title,
I'm
Representative?
I'm excited to be here.
You like that title?
Representative Berry. But y'all can call me Bryce.
No, that's all right. I said, do you like that title, Representative Berry? You like that?
Oh, it's cool. It's really cool, actually.
You can tell me, it's something to sell into it. Well, tell us about yourself. I know Vicky was just reading some things about you, but what made you go into politics?
Yeah, I mean, so as Vicky mentioned, first of all, thank you all for having me on today.
Okay.
I was 13 years old when Michael Brown was shot.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In Ferguson, Missouri. I'm originally from St. Louis and was born actually right down the street from Ferguson. And that has such a formative moment in my life. Obviously, you know, you don't really see how much your community is at a disadvantage until something like that wakes you up. And it was unfortunate for me that, you know, it took the life of Michael Brown being taken from us for us to kind of look around and look at the disadvantages of our community. Look at the fact that the hospital was the closest hospital we had was over 5 miles away. Look at the fact that there were no grocery stores in our city. Look at the fact that our schools were amongst the worst performing schools in the state. And so I got to organizing. I got to organizing young people at the time. Bring my friends out there and having them bring people out there is like a domino effect. And, you know, I got to meet some incredible activists in Ferguson. And then I took my organizing from the streets to the office, the space, you could say. Then I work in campaigns, and because I wanted to put good people in office that would change things. You know, we saw the prosecutor in San Luis County decline to indict the officer that killed Michael Brown, and that kind of woke me up as well that we need good people in office. So I started working and organizing on campaigns in the office space. And I know I've loved organizing ever since. And then I started running for office in November 2023. After some experiences with my students, I had a student who unfortunately became a victim of gun violence. I had students who are homeless, students whose parents work two or three jobs to make ends meet. And I took it upon myself to be a fighter and a champion for them.
You know, Representative Barry, you are the answer I've been looking for whenever I ask this question. You know, everybody comes in, well, not everybody, but a lot of people come and say, you know, this problem is this, this is that, that's the problem, this is going on, that's going on, you know, whatever. And then I always ask the question, well, what are you going to do about it? Well, you've answered that question. You've done something about it. And now we're all going to benefit by you being proactive and moving forth to make some changes and happening and being, you know, involved in what's going on, not in the stands, but out there on the field, getting dirty, getting hit, whatever needs to be done to get that ball across the goal line to bring about victory for the people that you represent. You know, so how does it feel, first of all, for you being a history maker? I mean, this was your first election, am I correct, that you've ever ran?
Correct, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So how does it feel to be a history maker? Because you will go down in the books as a history maker.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel myself like a history maker. I see myself as, I know, I'm just someone that wanted to do the work. I've never been consumed with titles. I've never been consumed with positions. You know, as you mentioned, I've had several positions. I've had several titles. But I'm someone that thought consumed about what's best for my community. And it was because of my experiences in Ferguson that led me to think just constantly about what my community needs and what's best for my community. And so to be a history maker, you know, it's a lot of weight for me. Mm-hmm. I carry the weight of my generation that has been told to wait for so long. And now I think this generation, we're not waiting. We have taken power, taken charge for ourselves. And not just that, we're claiming that with our votes. And I have a vote in the State House, the first of hopefully many other Gen Zers that fall behind me.
You know what? If I could give you a standing ovation, I would. Because you said it's not about a title. Mm-hmm. You said it's not about a position. I just wanted to see change in my community. I wanted to impact the earth for good. I want to make a difference. And my prayer over you as a young man, still growing, still discovering, is that you stay true to your calling. That you stay, because there are many influences. Having been in this environment of politics, my husband and I, there are many impostors. There are many naysayers. But stay true to your calling and not get caught up, as I like to tell people, don't drink the Kool-Aid, sweetie. And there's a lot of different flavors of Kool-Aid, but stay true. I wanted to know, how do you manage the classroom schedule with the legislative session?
Yes. Well, you know, it's a learning process. Because of the first few weeks, it's been pretty simple, pretty light. Mm-hmm. So we pretty much gavel in at 10, and we would get out around 11, which offered me ample opportunity to go to the classroom and finish the lesson. I do think as we get busier, I will take a leave of absence. But for now, my chief aim is to be there for my students as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And that's what I told my principal when I first made the decision to run. I was like, if I run and I win, I'm going to still be here. I want to be here. I want to teach. Which, funny story, I come from a family of educators. My mom was a teacher, my grandma's a teacher, and my great-grandma's a teacher. Mm. And so my whole life has kind of been embedded to me that I was probably a teacher when I grew up. And so I just always wanted to teach. And so this week, you know, I have some heavy days this week. And so every day I take off, and every day is where I'm in the classroom, and the days I'm in the classroom, you know, I go in my suit and tie and just pick it up and nothing happens. That's really what it is.
Well, you know, Representative Barry, you are quite an example and a wonderful role model to those young people that you're standing in front of to teach them. You've given them some hope and a future in reference to what you've done and accomplished already. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back because we have Todd on the line, and I'm sure he wants to chime in on what we're talking about. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners and Representative Barry.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Spend your Sunday afternoon talking about it with the Turners on WAOK. You can join the conversation with Robin Vicki Turner now at 404-726-1380 and talk about it on News and Talk WAOK.
I'm Representative Bryce Berry, and I'm listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners on WAOK.
Let's talk about it with the Turners and a young, gifted, and a black young man, Representative Barry, with the Georgia Legislature. We're having a very good, insightful conversation with him. But before we go back with Representative Barry, let's go to the phone lines with Todd. Todd, can you hear us?
Hey, Vicki, Rob, you hear me okay?
Hear you well, yeah. Sir. Welcome.
So, Bryce Barry, I'm rooting for you, man. Believe me when I tell you that, I'm rooting for you. But I have a question for you. I want to know, to what degree have you truly wrestled with this concept of one job to pay all the bills? And the reason why I wonder to what degree you wrestle with it is because there's so many things to consider when you're talking about one job to pay all the bills for an employee or somebody that works for themselves or the employer that also has to pay the employee who wants one job to pay all the bills. The employers have bills too. So mm-hmm. Could you wrestle with this concept out loud so that I understand where you're, to what degree you understand how difficult that may be, one job to pay all the bills?
Yes, no, I definitely understand. When I say one to pay all the bills, I think about it this way. Georgia's the number one state for business in the past 11 years. We set a record last year, when we came 11th in a row, number one for business. But we continue to fall behind when we talk about investing in families and in our communities. And so when I talk about one job to pay the bills, I'm talking about making sure that we have an economy that works for all of us. And there are another extraneous factors, but that means to say, if you have any one job, that should be enough. And this more just criticizing the fact that people in the state have to take more than two or three jobs to make ends meet, which I know, I understand some folks that is the reality and that has to do. Some folks have to. But what I'm working towards is a state where that should not be a normal thing. That should not be the norm. That's what I mean. I definitely understand the nuances with, you know, business owners and we have to find a good balance between business owners and workers. But when you say want to pay all the bills, that means just simply putting a state where there's opportunity that's abounding for everyone, not just for large businesses.
I'd like you to consider this, and I'm gonna go back to listening. Instead of repeating that one job to pay all the bills, I think it would be better, and I said this when Kamala Harris was running too, it would be better if we increased the number of jobs that paid enough for some people, to be able to just have that job to pay all their bills, because it really makes causes people to get filed with employers unnecessarily, as though employers don't have bills too. And to what degree is your one job even valuable to the economy anyway? Should a cashier have an upper middle class payment for work? Probably not. So that's all I wanted to put out there for you, but I'm rooting for you, man. Be careful with your language. It'll come back to haunt you, okay?
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much, Todd, for those words of encouragement. We appreciate you for the call.
Bryce, we wanted to ask you a couple as we come to a close, and I thank you for taking time to share with us today.
Of course.
What in your short tenure, because it's been short, what have you observed to be the greatest challenges that you're going to be facing here?
Well, I think this right now, again, we're in the easy part of the session. And so the challenges will come. We'll start seeing the challenges this week. And the challenges will be what we see in sessions past, the fights that tear us apart, the fights that get the most noise and the most notoriety. Those are the challenges. You know, there's several things I'm hearing that might come down the pipeline that would be concerning. I think will be concerning for our communities. And I just hope and pray that we don't let the fights get to us. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that he can stay the course and do what's good for all the people of Georgia. But those will be the challenges, you know, just trying our best not to get consumed with this fight, especially now when you have some Republicans that might feel emboldened because they think they might have a mandate, which is simply just not the case, not national, nor is it statewide. Their mandate for sweeping conservative change. And so I'm just hoping that we can continue to work together and not the fight get to us. But again, that's a challenge we will see pop up as we start hearing more and more bills this week and in the coming days.
I got a nice name for them. I call them smoke screens.
Yes, exactly.
They're distractions, and mm-hmm. stay focused on the mission and the reason for which you are there. You'll accomplish far more because those challenges come from the south of you and then the north of you. They do, but your focus it has to be to stay focused right down the center of the reason and the call for your being there. Other than being the youngest that we've ever installed in office as a House representative, what do you want history to record about you?
Well, I've been in the office recently. This is a question I got asked a couple weeks ago. You know, I think of this way. As a state legislator, we consume like a small fraction of the Georgia history book. And what do I want my kids and grandkids to read? I just want them to know that, you know, I was someone that truly cared and truly looked out for the community, that truly looked out for the state, that had some big ideas and some big, bold ideas, but it was never to be a lightning rod. It was always because to be doing what's best for people of the state. I'd hope history recognizes me less as the youngest and more as just someone that gives a damn about the people of the state. I really do.
Well, Bryce, let me say this. From one generation to another, I want to say thank you. You know, when I used to go out to the school, and I still do go out to speak at schools to students and stuff, the first thing I tell them is that what I have in my hand is a baton, and I'm ready to hand it off. And I want to thank you for taking this baton and not only just looking at it and holding it, but running with it. You're running, and you have a path, you have a goal, and you have a commitment and dedication that will bring about the commitment that's needed and the integrity that's needed to strengthen where we need to go and where we want to go. So I feel comfortable knowing that we're leaving our government, our future, in good hands with you. So thank you again for all you're doing, not only under the Gold Dome, but also in the schoolhouse, teaching our students what that's all about. So anytime we can help, anytime, you know, you need us for anything, the Turners are there for you. Thank you so much for the call and for the great work you're doing and the future that I know is going to be great and bright for you.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.